Efforts are underway in Ohio for the 2020 census, the U.S. government's once-a-decade effort to count every living resident in the country. WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg reports on how city and community leaders in Columbus are engaging those most at risk of being missed.
Immigrants and refugees are considered among the most difficult groups to reach in the census. While some have lived in the country for decades, many are new arrivals and haven't encountered an effort like this before. Language and reading skills add additional hurdles, as do cultural differences. Breaking down those barriers was the central topic at a meeting of African community leaders in Columbus.
Y'all better fill it out! Better fill this census out!
Before attendees could talk strategy, they had to tackle a more pressing concern: how to make sure people don't fear the census.
How are we going to make them feel like they are really protective instead of having fear that they'll be deported?
Donald Ikapton says Nigerian immigrants like him worry about being exposed to the government. Many believe that if they give out their name and address, they'll come under the scrutiny of immigration enforcement, even if they're here legally. It's a concern that Hule Tiam understands. Her home country of Mauritania in West Africa has conducted a decades-long campaign of ethnic cleansing against its black residents. Her own father has been arrested twice for his activism.
When it comes to fear, we also have to acknowledge a lot of places that this fear is coming from. So it could be the fear of that citizenship question that was struck down, but it's also the fear of how we have watched our own governments use data in our countries.
Thousands of Mauritanians arrived in Ohio but weren't granted asylum. And after years of living here, many have been suddenly targeted for deportation by the Trump administration. Those worries were only magnified by the administration's attempt to ask about citizenship on the 2020 census. Advocates argued that including the question would deter both documented and undocumented immigrants from participating. Last year, the Supreme Court blocked the citizenship question from being included. But the lingering effects of that battle remain.
You know, our most vulnerable residents and the residents that are most likely to be missed in the census are the ones that have the most on the line.
Doug Murray leads Columbus Counts, the city group coordinating efforts across Franklin County. At stake is an estimated $1.5 trillion per year, distributed by the federal government to fund everything from Medicaid and Medicare, school lunches, education, transportation, and infrastructure. Ohio's representation in Congress and local power in the state legislature are also determined by this census count.
It's about resources, money, essentially. It's about representation and power, and then it's about equity.
Columbus wants its share. The area is growing quickly compared to other parts of the state, an increase fueled in large part by an influx of immigrants and refugees. Every one of them, young and old, must be included. The headcount kicks off officially on April 1st. In the months leading up, Columbus officials have been working behind the scenes to get the word out. They're taking a grassroots approach, tapping leaders from across the city to educate and rally their communities.
Be counted or you don't count.
At the head of last month's meeting was Dr. Rosaire Ifedi, a Nigerian and the founding chair of Ohio's new African Immigrants Commission. She's spearheading city outreach to African immigrants.
It's a very diverse group. Obviously, Africa is a huge continent, so the charge isn't small.
For the last year, her committee has been speaking at mosques and churches and tabling at events around the city. Ifedi encourages people to apply for jobs with the Federal Census Bureau to act as a cultural bridge, and she's recruiting volunteers to help with translation. Ifedi wants to emphasize not only the importance of the headcount, but its safety. The questionnaire is confidential, so the government won't and legally can't share your data.
And of course, with all the myths and fears and misinformation out there, we needed to put those to rest, that this wasn't a way to get you out of here, but the way to help you.
Despite the challenges, Ifedi feels optimistic. She knows African immigrants are a powerful force in Ohio. And finally, she'll have the numbers to prove it. Gabe Rosenberg, WOSU News.